focus to Turkey now. Let's imagine you're a Turkish citizen and you want to visit Bahrain.
Well, Turkey isn't on the list of countries that can visit visa-free.
Yeah.
But it looks like they still have several ways for Turkish citizens to get into Bahrain.
Exactly. For people who like to plan ahead, the e-visa is a great option. It's all online, so you don't have to go to the embassy. And it's usually much faster than a regular visa.
And they have a lot of different types of e-visas.
Yeah. Right. Yes. They have the general visit e-visa for tourism and family visits, the business meeting e-visa for work trips, a family visit e-visa, and the tourist e-visa. And for fans of Formula One racing, they even have a special F1 Grand Prix e-visa.
So if you're a Formula One fan, you can use that to go to Bahrain for the races.
Exactly. And they also have an investment e-visa for people who are interested in investing in Bahrain.
So they really do have a visa for everyone.
They do. But for those who like to be more spontaneous or have a last-minute trip, they can also get a visa on arrival in Bahrain.
So you can just show up at the airport and get your visa there?
Well, not exactly. You still have to meet all of the requirements and have the right documents. It's more of a backup option for people who didn't have time to apply for a visa before they left.
So it's more for people who are traveling to Bahrain unexpectedly.
Right. And it's usually just for short stays, like up to 30 days. So if you need a special type of visa, like a work visa or a student visa, or if you're staying longer, you have to apply through the embassy.
So you would go to the Bahraini embassy in Istanbul.
Exactly. So no matter what type of visa you're applying for, there are certain documents you always need.
Okay. So the usual things, right? Like a passport that's not expired, a reservation for your return flight, bank statements, and something that shows where you'll be staying.
Yes. Those are the most important ones. But you might need other documents, too, depending on the type of visa you need and your situation. Like you might need travel insurance, a letter explaining why you're going to Bahrain, or an invitation from a company or organization in Bahrain. You just want to make sure you have everything they need so there's no reason to deny your visa.
So if you're going the e-visa route, how do you actually apply?
You go to the Bahrain e-visa portal. It's all online.
It's all online, and it's easy to use.
Yes. You fill out the form, upload your documents, and pay the fee, and that's it.
Sounds simple enough.
It is. And the processing times are usually pretty fast.
I remember you saying you can even pay extra to get it processed faster.
Exactly. But what if your visa application gets denied?
That would be so disappointing. But what can you do?
First, you should look at the reason they gave for denying it. If it was a mistake on your part, like you forgot a document or made a typo, you can just fix it and apply again.
And if it's more complicated than that?
If it's something more complicated or you don't understand why they denied it, you should contact the Bahraini embassy or consulate in Turkey. They can help you understand what's going on.
Okay, so there are people who can help.
Yes. And don't forget to check the FAQ section on their website. You might find your answer there without having to contact anyone.
So we've talked a lot about how Turkish citizens can get a visa to Bahrain. But what makes people from Turkey want to visit Bahrain in the first place?
It's a really cool blend of things that are familiar to Turkish people, like the culture and hospitality. But it also has its own unique Bahraini flavor.
It's like a home away from home, but with a twist.
Exactly. And the food is amazing. Bahraini cuisine is a mix of Arabian and Indian flavors. They have lots of fresh seafood, spices, and delicious stews.
So it's a really interesting culinary experience, too.
Absolutely. And if you're looking for adventure, Bahrain has a lot to offer. You can explore historical places or go to the Formula One Grand Prix.
And if you're more into relaxing, they have beautiful beaches and fancy resorts.
Oh. So Bahrain has something for everyone. It just depends on what you're looking for.
It really does.